it is deceiving every year, because obviously, you know, Class A North Platte, they're going out. They already played Elkhorn North. They already played Lincoln South, North, whatever directions they have. And they've been playing all those teams, and they've been playing them close. But they're 2-12, whatever record it was yesterday. Not even close to what the team is. But this was a year that we should have beat them. And we've had a lot of those games this year where we've just lost by 4 or 5 points, a turnover here, a turnover there. We should have won. And in varsity, North Platte, we'd rarely get the chance to beat them. So that was one we should have had.
Awfully close, no question. Of course, early in the week, you had the game with Lexington and pretty much got off to a great start and pretty much cruised in that one.
Yeah, Lexington, that was one that we were hoping, because we've seen that where we where Lexington was 1-13 a couple years ago, and they beat us. So it was nice to get that win and really do what we were capable of. And again, 2 days off might have thrown us off. We didn't have Joy last night. Little things that we could use as excuses, but you know, we had one good win in the early week, and then last night, a disappointing loss.
Injury, sickness kind of going around a little bit right now?
It seems like it. You know, I was away from the kids for 2 days, obviously, and I come back, and everyone's either sick yesterday or getting over something. And then minutes before the JV game, I learned that Joy wasn't here, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. I had to take her out of my book, so I had it already filled out. I had no idea, and so I heard Coach Graff talking about sickness too. So, I mean, I work at the junior high. I don't know what's going on at the high school half the time. So, I guess it's that time of year, I guess. We need a weekend off.
That's yep.
Another 2 days off.
I'm glad you don't play tonight, huh?
I am glad, yeah. And really, we concentrating on the next week. It's a big week. We play Minden again on Tuesday for the conference tournament. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Some bright spots out of the North Platte game last night. I'm sure there are a few.
Oh, of course. I mean, like I said, without Joy, we had to have people step up, and I think that goes to Paige Bortner. The stats were a little goofy from what I got from Huddle. I think she scored over 10 points and obviously plays really good defense. Had some steals in there, good rebounds, and Gracelyn Weimers had to start for Joy, and she stepped up there too, and she's getting her shot back, which is nice. And Brooklyn got her shot back a little bit last night too, and of course Tori and Shauna are sticking strong. We actually made some layups last night, which is good. We kind of joked around about that. Tori brought it up at the end of the game, and she's been struggling sometimes. She gets some wide open shots, and we can't put them in. And then Kennedy, of course, is playing solid defense too. But we had some bright spots, and it was nice too. It wasn't nice, but I looked up at the scoreboard. It was 16-3, but we fought back from that, and that was really cool to see. We never gave up. We were sticking strong, and we ended up losing by like 4 or 5 or something like that. So
I know you. It's been a nice run of home games, that's for sure.
This has been a nice year. It's a nice year, and then we always say, "Well, wait till next year," right? We do the opposite, but it is nice, and we had a large student section yesterday, and with the color day and everything, it was a good night. It was solid. It was loud. The home games are nice, that's for sure. I don't like to be on that bus.
You'll have to get on a bus on Tuesday to go to Minden. It's not, you know, Minden's just down the road, Southwest Conference. You played Minden just a week and a half ago at your place and played them tough. 2.5 quarters, you're right there with them.
Yep, and that's the thing. That's our struggle, is that we struggle with putting 4 quarters in a game. And we were, I think we were down by 4 at halftime, and then we ended up losing by like 15 or something. And it's crazy. The stats that Huddle gives us, they give us a shot chart, like where did you make them, where did you miss them. Minden's shot chart, they missed everything except for underneath the basket. So that is their game, and we know that's their game. They don't like to shoot the three. They don't shoot it very well, and they don't even shoot outside the lane very well. So we just need to stop the drive, that's number one, and break their press. And we can do it. We just need to actually do it for 4 quarters. So that's the goal for Tuesday.
Well, Southwest Conference girls bracket, I mean, you have obviously, of course, you got some good with the Mindens, the Gothenburgs, and teams like that. It's not an easy trek through this conference tournament, is it?
Well, not really, but what I see is Gothenburg's 1 and Minden's number 2. They're the top 2 teams. They're the teams to beat. But everybody else seems to be beating up on each other. And, of course, we're down there with we almost had the play-in game with Holdridge. But there's Holdridge and Cozad doing the play-in game. And then every week it's something like, you know, Ogallala beats Broken Bow, and then Broken Bow beats Valentine, and it's just everyone's beating up on each other except for Minden and Gothenburg. So that's how I see it, and if we can just take out Minden like we should and we could, maybe we'll take on Gothenburg.
Yeah, the two top seeds. You played tougher than nails is your place.
Yeah, that's another game. Yeah. Gothenburg, we only lost by four.
Yeah.
And it's just, we just need to get over that hump or whatever it is and just win it. We can win it. We just need to go out there and do it and show it.
Yeah, get that first round win, because then you're automatically on Friday. You're going to play on Saturday no matter what. And just to get that first round win. You don't want to be playing on Thursday in a consolation game in Gothenburg. Stay away from that one.
Exactly. And we have the potential to play three games next week. And then because of the snow days early in the season, we can play three games a week for the next 3 weeks. And we were talking about what we're going to do in practice, to fix some of our issues. And like, coach, we hardly have practice the next 3 weeks. It is pretty crazy. So I hope we have that chance next week to play three games, go to Kearney High. I've never been there, so I want to coach there. That'd be fun.